D-Base, final hour, DDC. Talking about the season that has come to a close. Predators fall 5-3 last night at home. They get swept for first time in franchise history. Avalanche will wait for the winner of the Minnesota and St. Louis series. Taking your calls, your text, lots of feedback today. What are your thoughts moving forward? What are your thoughts on what just happened? We're doing all the above. 3 hours in the books, final one to go. Let's start up or down in Spring Hill. Let's go to Gene. Gene, what's up?
Hi, guys. Good afternoon. Thanks for taking my call. Listen to you a lot.
Thank you.
I just want to talk about the Predators, of course. I'm going to be a little redundant here with a couple of your points, then make a last point. I played hockey since I was 8 years old. I'm from New York originally. That's all we do in the winter. So, I mean, it's obvious, you know, we had a hardworking team in the season, and I'm sure you guys know the playoffs, it ticks up a notch. And we just, our bottom six, we just weren't able to tick it up that notch. And I know who we were playing, but you know what? You got to beat them sooner or later. So, you know, playing them first or playing them in the conference finals or when you got to play them, you're still going to have to play the best team to get there. My other point is we're sitting here, we're talking about a competitive rebuild. And I know what that is, and we did a great job this year, but we're sitting here talking about, well, Cunning and Tolvanen and Thomas Fino and all that. I just want to make a point of how many 40-goal scorers were in the NHL this year. And I'll tell you, 17. We had two of them. And how many years were we looking for a player? I mean, Ryan Johansson was traded. We traded for him because we needed a goal scorer. How many years did we look for a guy who could even score 30 goals? And we got two 40-goal scorers. And I'm not sure, but that guy that called earlier about the salary cap and maybe they're keeping down under what they could spend, hope that doesn't have something to do with Forsberg, but we're about to let a 40-goal scorer go. And if that's a competitive rebuild, then, well, I can't agree with that because he's only 20. He won't be 28 until August. He's right in his prime. So that tells me something a little bit about competitive rebuild with them. And I'll hang up and listen.
Okay,
to you guys
but well, hang on with me a second. Oh, where have they said that part of the competitive rebuild is to let Forsberg go? They've stated their intention all along.
Yeah.
They want to re-sign Forsberg.
Yeah, you're right, Willie. I mean, I said that, and yeah, we don't know for sure if they're going to sign him or not. I hope they do, but let's face it, the end of the season. And it's all hush hush. We don't know anything about whether they are or any more than whether they aren't. And if you're going to let if it happens that they let a 40 goal scorer go after, you know, this, let's face it, this franchise, I've been here since 2000. I know what they did and struggled for goals and goal scorers all these years. Then what kind of a rebuild is that when you're letting a 40 goal scorer go? Again, they haven't let him go yet. But after looking for goal scorers so long and a guy in his prime, and, you know, you can't pay him $11, $12 million. I hope that's not what he wants. But
what would you pay him?
Yeah. What would I pay him?
Yeah.
I don't have a wallet big enough.
Well, I'm saying if you were in charge.
No, so you're the GM. You're setting the budget. Because as you said, it's not their intention. It's their intention to sign him. But as you said, it's a negotiation.
Right.
There is a limit.
Kinda,
you just said you don't want to go $11 million. So what are you going to?
I kind of agree with you guys. Because I've been listening to you. You know, Yossi's the man. If it wasn't for Yossi this year, we probably would not have made the playoffs, or Sorrells. So I don't think you can give him what Yossi. What's Yossi making?
9.05.
So hopefully, you know, we get that hometown discount and we go 8.5 for him. And okay. If he can't take that, I mean, then he's going to have, you know, he's got a better offer somewhere else, and he's going to take it, or he just didn't want to be here anymore because he either sees over the horizon, or this might be his last hit.
Wouldn't you be surprised if 8.5 was the number that everybody could shake hands and sign paperwork? Wouldn't you be surprised if that were the case? Wouldn't it already be done? Yeah. So that's the way the way I kind of look at it. Like, really? Like, we would really be sitting here on May 10th if the number that everybody could shake hands and give a hug and sign paperwork is 8.5 per, and that hasn't been done?
Especially for the 8 years we can give them, yeah.
I just feel like there's something we don't know. I mean, there's a reason why it hasn't happened.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he does want to touch the waters. That's his prerogative.
Yep, I know.
But again, you know, they can only give him 7, and we don't have that tax, the income tax here. And, I mean, we do have – I mean, let's face it, our base 5 or 6 are as good as most teams in the league. Yeah, I mean, you got Yossi and Sarles. I'll throw Ekholm in there. He's a good, solid defenseman. Johansson, Duchesne, Forsberg, and even Janot. Janot's going to develop. I think he hit the wall, like you guys said. Who knows what Trenton's going to do? But our bottom six, you know, we're just we got to upgrade our bottom six.
Okay.
Okay.
I was at the game Saturday. One more point, and I know what Colorado is, and I've seen their team speed, and I was right down in the lower bowl, and I watched one particular play that just made me shake my head and like, this is over. I'm not sure if it was Rantanen or McKinnon, but he came down the near side.
I think I know what you're talking about. I think it was McKinnon. If you're going where I think you're going.
And he had, I mean, Carrier had 15 feet on him. And, I mean, McKinnon just blew right by him from the blue line in. And, I mean, he didn't score, but that even impressed me, the speed there. And it was like, wow. And so we're that half step or even a step in some places, especially in the bottom six. So that's all I got to say, guys. And thanks for talking to them and about them.
Good
and
stuff.
Thank you, Gene. Was that an open wheel car? Was
I
that an Indy car that just blew by him?
Boy, it really
that's what
sounded
like. Is he on the track?
Have they already built the track downtown? Did I miss that? Was that Joseph Newgarden that just passed Gene?
It was like, yeah.
Is there a track down in Spring Hill that we don't know about? That sounded like an open wheel car.
Let me ask you guys this. McKinnon and McCarr, we've talked about just how they jump off the page with their talent. Now, we just got done talking. I think we all are sort of in that agreement that 8.5 is in the neighborhood for Philip Forsberg. I don't know what the latest offer has been. Of course, there probably hasn't been an offer for a few weeks, but where it left off last time they really tried to make a go of this. But let's also throw a comparable to last year. What did the Avalanche do? They waited. Just like the Predators did with Forsberg, they waited with Landeskog. We just got a chance to see Gabriel Landeskog. What was the deal that Gabriel Landeskog signed for?
7 for $56
8 years, $7 million per year. $7 million per year. Was Landeskog pretty good in the series?
Yes.
Oh, he was outstanding. Was he not? He's the leader. He's the captain. He missed 23 games down the stretch. He had, over a point per game? He had an outstanding year. Landeskog signed for $7 million a year. So I'm not saying Philip Forsberg isn't worth over 8. I'm kind of in that neighborhood. Tomas Hertl just got 8.1. And so that's going to be a comparable.
Hey, yesterday's.
And somebody else is going to go after.
Yesterday's prices ain't today's prices.
I know. But that, so I'm just saying, let's define how good is Philip Forsberg. He's a star. But is he a superstar? He's not that McKinnon, Matthews.
He can be a superstar on somebody else's team. See, we
I don't know.
We're looking at it. You're looking at it from
I'm just trying to say, what is the accurate number? That's
and,
right.
And I understand that. But you're looking at it from the standpoint of him and the Predators. But someone else, I've said it and I'm going to continue to say it. You're worth what someone wants to pay you. And if somebody sees him as being their McKinnon or Mocha or whoever, their superstar, then they're going to pay him accordingly. Nashville may not see him as their superstar. They have Roman Yossi. He's their superstar. Well, he goes somewhere else, they may look at him as their superstar, which means
you're right.
He needs superstar money.
But that doesn't mean you just overpay. You're trying to get him signed. That's every intention they have is to sign him. They've said it from the start. They want to sign him, but they're trying to do it without overpaying to his value, to his true value, whatever that is.
Sometimes
and that's
you
where
have
you
to,
gotta
you may have to overpay just a tad bit.
You're right, because somebody else will. If you don't, somebody else will. And the clock is ticking. That's the thing.
All right, we'll come back and continue the discussion on the other side. Good feedback today. Thanks, everybody. Keep the participation going. Our phone lines, text line, wide open, 615-737-1025. Keep it coming. I'm going to talk to you right now about my friends at Cool Springs MD. You know, you've heard me talk about them for years because they've helped me for years. I'm passionate about talking about Cool Springs MD because they've changed my life as I get older. And it gets more challenging as we get older, right? And right now with maybe 90-degree temperatures coming up today, tomorrow, next couple of days, and maybe they're here to stay, maybe they're not. Maybe you would like, you know, the pools are about to open. Memorial Day weekend's not far away. Pool's going to be open. Get that bathing suit on. Maybe you'd like to shed a couple of unwanted pounds. Well, weight loss management is important to them, and they've got programs and products and people that can get you back on track and headed in the right direction. Rejuvenation, your appearance is important, and boy, does it get challenging as we get older. Well, their experienced staff can talk about PRP, hair removal, and Botox. And finally, hormone therapy. If you've been feeling off lately, just haven't felt yourself, maybe you've been experiencing mood swings, you just don't have the same drive or the same energy, and you're like, man, I feel sluggish. What is going on? Well, maybe you should get your levels checked. You know, they tend to go down as you get older, and that can affect you in these areas. Well, they can discuss BHRT, testosterone, estrogen. These are just some of the things they do under one roof there in Cool Springs at 1642 Westgate Circle. If you want to learn everything about them, just go to their website, coolspringsmd.com, or you can always pick up the phone and schedule an appointment or a consultation by dialing this number, 615-283-7291. That's 283-7291. Oh, it's an interesting choice of songs. DJ Max on the board at the Hillside Medical Game Studio. Be listening, coming up very soon. You may hear the song at Ascend Amphitheater. In fact, you probably
will. Is he doing
the
Police songs? Or he's got his own solo portfolio.
He's got to. Come on.
Does he? He
did. When
I saw him back in the day, he did not. He just did his own stuff. He's got plenty of stuff on his own that's really good.
I know. But I think he's going to throw in some Police, right?
I don't know.
Well, we can't guarantee it.
I can't guarantee it. That's a good way to put it.
Coming up very shortly, you're going to have a chance to go to that show, Sting at Ascend Amphitheater, so be listening. 615-737-1025. Derek is up next on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHunter.com.
Hey, Willie. This is Derek from Derek. Feel Free.
What's going on?
Not much. I haven't called in a while. Been kind of chilling. Hey, I just got off the golf course, beat the Predators to the golf course.
Did you see any Predators there? No? You didn't see any?
No, I didn't. I did not. But, man, you know, we got to relax a little bit. Man, we had a heck of a season, comparatively speaking. Nobody thought we'd make the playoffs. And we, you know, we got some young guys. We're one of the youngest teams in the league. You know, I think Tanner Janot is going to get better. I think Trennan's going to get better. We just got to relax. We got some guys in the pipeline. I like this kid, Evangelista or whatever. He's scoring like a machine in junior, so maybe that can translate to something. Philip Tomasino's going to get better. The one that I'm a little worried about is Tolvanen. I mean, he's got to get a little more consistent, but I'm calling about Phil. I mean, I know what everybody's talking about, and I think Phil deserves it. He deserves, I'm thinking 9 for 8. I think that's the problem, is term. We got a lot of money in 3 players right now. And do you want that much money in 4 players? I think that may be the problem term, and I think he might want a no move. So that's where you got to decide whether you're going to give him a no move. So, I mean, I'm a Forsberg guy. I got his jersey. He'll be another player of one of my 6 or 7 that I've got jerseys for him that aren't here anymore. But, you know, look, I think you got to sign Forsberg. He's the leading goal scorer in our history. You know, people say he gets hurt. He doesn't perform in the playoffs. I think he's been pretty good for the most part in the playoffs. He wasn't very good in this one. But, dude, I'm going to give Colorado a lot of credit. That is a very good hockey team. and they're playing like they've been underachieving for the last 2 years in the playoffs, and their defense is freaking awesome. And I'm, you know, so I'm going to give Colorado a lot of credit in this one. I knew we were in trouble when Soros went down in the Calgary game. I was sick to my stomach on my seat watching him skate over there with nothing or left on that leg. I'm like, well, that's it. But that's my take.
Well, 9-8. I don't. I think again, if that was, I don't think that's. I think there's a reason why that deal hasn't been signed, because I don't know. I've admitted already on the front end that I thought there were many times when we talked to David Poile on Tuesdays that this thing was about to happen, and sitting here almost 2 months out from the free agency period beginning, I don't know. I'm not sure I know where this is going. And
well,
I wouldn't rule out either
way.
One, even though they say they want – I get it. They say they want to sign. That's fine. But I don't know. Like, to me, it kind of feels like goaltender interference. It feels like 50-50.
Well, 9-8. Well, I mean, it's really 8-9. 8 years at 9 per. That would put you right under Roman Josi. That's $72 million guaranteed. Somebody would have to go over $10 million a year to beat that on the open market, because they can only go 7 years. So to me, if it goes late, and that's what you have to decide. If he's holding out for something bigger than that, 8.5, I think, is closer to what you're looking for, which I still think will beat a normal offer on the open market for 7 years. Who is going to pay him $10 million a year or over nine? That's what you're wondering.
Person, Willie.
I know. That's the thing. That's what Philip has going for him now.
Well, keep in mind, what I think his name was Wayne, the caller that we had.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he was talking about the Predators, but as we talked about after his call, the league lost money. Everybody lost money for two seasons during the COVID, right? So, does that play a factor into the free agency period? Does that play a factor that teams are trying to recoup? They're trying to recoup a lot of losses for 2 years.
It's really the cap space that hasn't gone up. That, to me, is the thing that's going to hinder a lot of teams who don't have the kind of money to go for it. But there are a couple teams that I think would be able to make a good run and a good pitch at Forsberg. They'll find a way. It'll just, like Derek has said, it just takes one.
But you're talking about over $10 million per for 7 years.
That's a lot. That's overpaying. We love Philip Forsberg. That's overpaying. He's not a $10 million player. I think you might have to overpay a little bit. You're trying not to. But I still think there's a lot of reasons why, one way or the other, they'll get this done, just like the Avalanche got Landeskog done at the last minute last year.
So what if somebody says, we give you 9.5 with a no-movement clause? That makes up for, you know, what the Predators can pay them without a move clause, without a no-move clause.
Let real quick, Derek, pause on that.
Mm-hmm.
I want to hit on this, Willie, what you just said. You just believe that something's going to happen last minute. I guess my question to that would be, why would you go through all this time and get on the doorstep of free agency and then sign the deal? Like, why wouldn't it already be done?
Because they can offer eight.
Offer's been there for a year. I mean, this negotiation has been going on for a long time.
I don't know what the offer has been. I don't know what the offer has been.
Right, but that hasn't changed.
9.5.
Why would he wait till the doorstep of free agency when he's had his career year and then go, okay, coming back, signing? That's the part I'm having a hard time with.
Fair question.
I feel like that would have already been done.
Let's go back to the dollars. Mm-hmm. Derek just threw out a proposal. 7 years times 9.5. That's $66.5 million. Okay, so Nashville in an 8x8. 8 times $8 million a year is 64.
Mm-hmm.
So again, how many teams will go 9.5? It just takes one. So I'm just trying to get to the sweet spot here. We've done this so many times on the show. I gotta believe they've been crunching numbers like that on both sides. of the equation. Landeskog is a great player. Did he take? He probably took less money just to stay on a team to try to win a championship. He's the captain of that team,
and I believe Colorado
he's underpaid. For seven, and they put the screws.
I don't think
to
they
him.
Were sweating. I don't think they
he
were sweating.
He didn't
want to
leave. He didn't want to leave.
Yep.
And he took the $7 million. So he's probably underpaid. Forsberg has got to be sticking to his gun, saying, I'm just as valuable, if not more valuable, than Ryan Johansson and Matt Duchene, who make eight. It just seems like there's a number between eight and nine that's logical, that is going to top what he's going to get with a seven-year deal, realistically, on the open market. I don't think it's that complicated myself. Obviously, it gets complicated. And again, I'm going on. I feel like Philip Forsberg likes it here.
If he likes
world,
it here,
like
Willie, he would have signed already.
I was just saying.
Yeah, if he loved it like you say he does, he would have already signed it.
I think it's the number. I don't think that the number has gotten to his liking yet.
Well, they must be really far off if that is indeed the case.
But I think they're further off than we would.
Well, clearly,
we would like to believe
we're sitting here 2 months out from free agency. We're not talking about a deal. So, yeah. That's why I said I'm kind of changed. Like, I don't know where this guy I understand we've gone over all the logistics, what the Predators going to offer, whatever. And so that's always been there. And then he's had his 42-goal season. And so he has his career year. And Derek knows this because he played as a professional athlete and has gone through free agency. He's got the ultimate. He did exactly what every player strives to do in that final year. He has the career year, so he holds the cards. And when you say, I just think last minute, 11th hour, they get a deal struck, I hope you're right, but I'm wondering, why would his representation say this is a good idea? You had your career year. You hold all the cards. You did what you're supposed to do as a player. Hey, there's free agency right there. See, we've got there's a glass door. You can see it right there. Hey, let's just go on. Let's not go through the door and see what's over there. Let's just sign right now.
The answer is the eighth year.
Why would you wait this long?
The eighth year. I'm telling you the answer. Because of the eighth-year guarantee.
The eighth year's been in play the whole time.
But you don't know what the offer has been. Do you know the offer? I don't know the offer.
Willie, he could be at a point right now that he's just upset now. You keep throwing the eighth year, and obviously with an 8 year and what they could pay him, it seems like the Predators would be in the front seat. As far as offering contracts, there's something going on here. The money is not where he wants it to be. And if that is indeed the case with the eighth year, he's upset. He's upset that they haven't even come close to the number that he's talking about, which makes me believe that more than likely he's walking because his emotions are in it now. He's emotionally invested now. Before, he probably wasn't. Now he is, because now he's upset that y'all are not even close to the number. Everybody screaming his eighth year is great. But if the Predators are not even close to the number he's asking, now that the season's over with, I'm upset now. Now I'm testing the waters.
All right, hold that thought. I like that. All right, we're going to have Sting tickets. Before we get out of here, Brian, Preston, we'll get to your calls on the other side as we continue on here on the DDC ESPN 102.5 The Game. Oh my gosh, DJ Max did it again. There it is, getting you the flavor. Time is ticking. We've still got to give those tickets away. I bet you hear this one too. About 22 minutes away. Back here on the DDC. Let's go to Brian. Brian has been waiting patiently on our phone line. Brian, what's up?
Hi guys, how y'all doing today?
Good.
Let's be honest. Let's face facts that the Predators earned the team they played. They lost to Buffalo twice. They lost to an expansion team. And they played the worst team in the West, had a 4-goal lead on them, and blew it. So let's be realistic and let's be honest. Last quarter of the season was not great for the team. And they earned Colorado. I have to disagree with D-Mace. The other three teams that are in the bottom are all 2-2 and heading to the other team's place. So I don't necessarily agree with that, the bottom two had to fight so hard that all of a sudden, you know, they're just, you know, not doing as well. No, it's just us. We went up against a superior team. I have to disagree with Adam Bingham. For so long, the experts have said, let's go young. Let's go young. We got to get young. Well, we're going young, and now all of a sudden we're somehow less attractive. We're slipping back. I don't believe that. I don't buy that. And the last point I want to make is, if the past is prologue, remember the Titans didn't want to get rid of A.J. Brown either. Have a good day, y'all.
Okay. Thank you, Brian. Look, I believe that, as we talked about. I don't believe John Robinson was seeking to get rid of his number one receiver, but I also believe that he reached a point where he just said, well, better get something for him. Now, David Poyle, unfortunately, if he's already reached that point or gets to that point, well, guess what? You're not going to get anything for him. Like, that day is come and gone at the trade deadline. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
It was going to be very difficult for them to do it right before the trade deadline, meaning get something for him.
Right, because I do – look, yeah. At first I wasn't willing to sign up for people that kept saying, he's just going to wait till – you know, he's just going to wait and test the free agency market. This is his big – you know, for players that have been in this window where it's their big one, it is their big contract. That most of the time you hear they want to test it. They really want to see what their value is, and I kind of sloughed it off. But now that the season played out and he had the 42 goals, I'm starting to think, maybe he does – want to see what it looks like. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean he's gone, but he does want to see what it looks like. And I think that's a dangerous proposition if he has that mindset because, yes, Willie has pointed out Landeskog did come back. And, yes, they do come back, but a lot of times they don't.
Okay, dangerous on both sides, though. It's dangerous to the Predators, and it's dangerous to Philip Forsberg, okay?
Is it dangerous on his side, though? Why is it dangerous on his side?
I think Philip is. I think whether he signs with another team or not, whether the money is there or not, the Predators are going to sign him. The Predators would be willing to sign him back.
Let's look at it both ways. If he decides to go to the open market, he loses the ability to get the 8-year deal from the Predators. Okay. That goes by the wayside.
Fair.
Okay?
Yep.
So he's taking that off the table. And I keep coming back to that. It's simple numbers. If I'm the agent, okay, is he truly a $10 million player? Truly?
No.
No.
The answer is no. Mm-hmm.
Not a superstar. Could he get that? Maybe. I think if he hits the open market and the Predators can only go $8 million per year, is a pretty darn good deal. That's $56 million guaranteed. That's the Landeskog. That's basically the Landeskog. That's actually better than the Landeskog deal, right? In terms of money per year. But Landeskog took the 8th year.
Can I be his representation for a second?
Yeah. All right. Let's go back and forth.
We've seen him his whole career. Okay. He's been here since he was 19. So we know him better than anybody. Not even close. But his representation is going to be talking to other teams if he were to, let's say, hit the market on July 13th and say, my client is 27 years old. He's just getting ready to turn 28. He'll be going into the season 28 years old in the prime of his career. You know what he just did this season? That's what he is moving forward. He's a 40-goal scorer. Did you see what he did this season? 42 goals. He's in the prime of his career. This is what he is moving forward. Now, here in this market, there'll be the pushback, which David can do. Well, yeah, but he's missed a lot of games, and that's not true. But remember, you always know them better than everybody else, and that's the reason a lot of times the outside falls in love because you really don't know him. Yes, you're going to do your homework, but you really don't know him. His representation is going to tell another team or another GM or other teams, like, this is what my client is moving forward. You're getting a 40-goal scorer moving forward in the prime of his career. That's what they'll tell him. And it only takes one person to sink their teeth into that hook and say, you know what? I think they're right.
Right. And so what's that number?
It.
What's the number?
Whatever they want
seven
it to be.
Seven times what?
Whatever they want
whatever,
it to be.
Though. It's not whatever. Okay.
Willie,
they have a salary
he's going,
cap too.
Okay, Willie, if he's going
they have
into
a
free
salary
agent,
cap too.
If he's going into free agency, whatever they're willing to pay him, I'm not saying they're going to pay him $15 million, Willie, or $12 million.
Okay, you threw
I'm
out
saying,
$9.5.
Okay, $9.5 million.
Okay, that's $66.5 million.
Mm-hmm.
$66.5. And that is, to me, a stretch. If he, if somebody,
Willie, you just asked me what the number is. I said
9.5.
Yeah,
and I okay. That to me is the top.
Okay,
7 times 9.5 is 66.5.
Mm-hmm.
If the Predators go,
if you bite though, Willie, is it a stretch? If someone is sinking their teeth into that hook, and they believe that, well, we're getting a 40-goal score moving forward in the prime of his career. Is that too much? If they believe that.
Yes,
okay.
You're the one that all the time says how badly these contracts age. You know that you're going to pay the price on the back end of those deals, okay? But let's get back to the 66.5. That would be a $9.5 million offer, guaranteed. Now, forget about what city it's in, whether there's a income
tax,
whatever.
Or not. Okay.
But take that aside. The Predators can offer 8 times 8.25. And be at 66.
Does that come with
that's
a no
8.25.
Move? Does that come with a no trade clause?
Well, that's all got to be part of it. Okay?
Well, if it's part of it, then that's a great deal. If it's part of it, like you cannot trade me, then that's a great deal because now he gets to spend. He has no fear of hey, if my play declines, or if they just feel they need to get younger, they can't. I am not the guy they're going to ship out. They may ship out somebody else. But I'm the guy they're not going to ship out along with Yossi, obviously, because he has it in his contract. But if there isn't a no trade clause in there, why am I signing that? Because if somebody else gives me 9.5 and it still equals up to what the Preds are going to pay or a little bit more, but they're offering me a no trade clause, then wouldn't it be smart of me, taking away the state tax and all that other stuff because we don't know where he would go. Wouldn't it be smart of me to say, I'm taking this one because at least on this one, I know no matter what, I'm with this team.
Yeah.
So
The no trade clause, I don't know how important that is to Phillip. We know how the Predators feel about it, but I do think that's got to be in the discussion, as we've said from the start. I don't know where they are on that, but that's got to be a part of the discussion.
We'll come back and put a bow on Tuesday's edition of the DDC. Preston, we'll get to your call. We'll also give away some Sting tickets. Don't forget, Nashville's own Big Machine Distillery wants to send you to the inaugural Tennessee Whiskey Trail Experience to celebrate International Tennessee Whiskey Day. That'll be May 21st at Nissan Stadium. Text in the word whiskey right now. Text in the word whiskey to 615-737-1025 to enter to win a pair of tickets to that event. We'll come back and wrap up the show next. He did it again. Back here on the DDC, steady flow of calls and texts the entire show. You talking about the Predators season that unfortunately came to a close last night in the 5-3 Colorado win. Preston has been waiting patiently on our phone line driven by WilsonCountyHunter.com.
How you doing, guys?
Good.
Hey, you guys keep talking about these 42 goals. I'm thinking it's an anomaly. I think the last time he played 82 games, he only had 31 goals. He's not going to have the same people around him that gave him the assist to get these 42 goals. And I think other teams need to look at his whole season and off season because how many goals did he score in these four games? One. So you got to look at the fact he disappears in the playoffs.
I hear what you're saying. So why would you want him here? I mean, everybody.
He doesn't disappear in the playoffs.
But my thing is, Preston, if that's who it was, I think it was. He brings up all of these negative things. Well, why would you want him here? Why would you would want him to sign a huge contract somewhere else so you don't have to deal with this? So my thing is, yes, you're saying, oh, well, this is an anomaly, and more than likely it is. But you're saying he disappears in the playoffs. and his highest goal total was 30-something. So signing him to any contract would be overpayment.
So the run to the Stanley Cup final, obviously they played 22 games, and he had 9 goals, 7 assists, so 16 points in the run to the Stanley Cup final. I don't think that's disappearing in the playoffs. The following year when they won the President's Trophy and they lost in 7 games to Winnipeg, he had 7 goals, 9 assists, also 16 points. You know, last year, with Carolina, it went, 6 games? He had 2 goals and an assist, 3 points against Carolina. So, I mean, there has not been a playoff year where he did not have any production. And, yes, he only had a goal, which was done last night.
But that's a good talking point, Darren. You know that. That's just a throwaway line when people say stuff like, well, he disappears. Well, did you really go back and look at all his playoff games?
Yeah, it doesn't disappear. That's unfair.
It's unfair, but it's an easy, thing to say.
When they lost to the Stars in 1920, they played 4 games. What did that series? Well, he played in only 4 games. Mm-hmm. He had 3 goals and 2 assists. I mean,
but it's an easy throwaway line, Darren. Yeah. You know that.
Okay, but let's go back to the point. What is he worth? Is he a $9 million per year player? Let's look at the other guys in the league that make 9 or more. We're looking at Braden Point, 9.5. Nikita Kucherov, 9.5. Mark Stone, 9.5. Alex Ovechkin, 9.5. Mikko Rantanen, 9.25. Roman Josi, 9.059. There's some other ones I'm leaving out. You know, Jamie Benn is probably an overpaid 9.5, as is Tyler Seguin at 9.85. They're hurting having doled out those contracts. But my point is, what's the sweet spot? I think the sweet spot is between 8 and 9 all day long. So if you're David Poile, are you confident that somebody is going to offer him $9 or more million a year and beat your 8 times 8? If that's sort of the ballpark. See, I still think that's why they're slow playing this, if I had to guess. But again, you can't control it if somebody comes out of nowhere and says, we're going to overpay Philip Forsberg. Because that's what you would be doing. Philip Forsberg, in fairness, is not worth more than 9. I'm sorry. Am I wrong? Mikko Rantanen at 9.25. All of these guys that I mentioned are a tick ahead of Forsberg. And that's no knock at Philip Forsberg. He's a great, great player. He's a star. He's an all-star. But the superstars are the ones that get that over 9, 9.5. And so with the 8th year thrown in there, I still am confident the Predators can offer him the best deal. And if I'm wrong about that, then I will stand. I just think that's the thing, is if you lose out on that, and you lose him, it's a bad look, right? That's not an easy press conference to have if he walks. So that would be kind of like the Ryan Suter in some ways, when it was a totally different system back then, where the sky was the limit.
The best offer I've got is 2 tickets to see Sting at Ascend Amphitheater. That's
okay,
the best
there
offer
you go. That's what we got to go with today.
That's the best I can do. And since Philip Forsberg is number 9, let's do caller 9. 615-737-1025. That's our phone line driven by Wilson County, Hyundai.com. That is our best offer. Thanks for your participation. Caller 9 is going to win Sting tickets to Ascend Amphitheater. We will see you tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock.